What's up, everybody? Welcome to Moxie Bets, presented by Caesar Sportsbook. I'm Katie Mox, and today we are talking with Mr. New York himself, Alex Day of Overtime. And Alex, what a time to be a New Yorker, both the Rangers and the Knicks up 2-0. How are we feeling?
Thank you for having me, Katie. It's always great being on your show. Recurring guest at this point. This is my third or fourth time. Look, Katie, yes. It's always a great time to be a New Yorker, but when your Knicks and Rangers are up 2-0, I'm riding way too high of a high right now. I'm starting to look ahead. Things are getting a little dangerous in my mind right now.
That's the thing, is like when everything is going so well, it's like you're looking over your shoulder all the time, you know, waiting for something to happen, waiting for the other shoe to drop. But that's exciting. We're going to get into all of that. But Alex, you are in Detroit right now. You're going to be covering the draft for Overtime. How's the weather? How you doing?
A nice 35 degrees or so. Balmy out here in Detroit in April. Yeah. It's great, though. It's great. This is my third year covering the draft. It was Vegas 2 years ago, Kansas City last year. So it's great to be out here. It's weird that there's only 13 players here on draft night. So in years past, it's been more than 20 or so. And I think a couple guys slipping in the draft to maybe turn some people off to coming in and going up and shaking hands with Roger Goodell at the podium. But it's great to be here. Detroit's a great football town. And, you know, it's funny because I think in years past, the draft would have been a big deal for the Lions and Lions fans, but not right now. You know, their team is actually good. You know, I'm a Giants fan. This is my Super Bowl.
Right. Yes, exactly. All right. So I don't know how long you've been in Detroit, but you talk about Vegas. And I remember watching the Vegas draft. It was an electric energy. Kansas City, you've got the great barbecue. I feel like the weather was there. What's the energy like in Detroit right now? Is it too cold? People, not a lot of action out on the streets yet?
It's fine. It's fine. I don't think, I'd be curious what the numbers are. I don't think as many people are here as years past. And it's really not quite as central as maybe some of those cities in the past. But it's great because the people that are here, I always kind of think of the NFL draft as like MLB opening day, where everyone has hope. Everyone thinks that, hey, maybe we just hit the jackpot. Maybe we hit it big. Yep. You never know. And every team has hope. I love walking around and seeing fans dress head to toe. You know, yesterday it was a Wednesday at 3:30, April in Detroit. And I'm at the urinal next to a guy in full Cowboys.
At the urinal.
Socks. I look over at this guy like, man, you are different. You are a sicko. And I love it.
Yes. Yes. No, I love that too. Fans are sickos and I love that. All right. So you talk about this optimism and that everybody is ready for the season and thinks that they could get the next big guy. The Giants have the number 6 pick. Are they going quarterback? What do you think?
I don't think they're going quarterback. And here's why. I think that the QBs are going to go 1 through 4. And in order for the Giants to get a QB at 6, they would have to trade up. It sounds like 1 and 2 are set. That's going Caleb Williams. That's going Jaden Daniels. Yes. It sounds like the Patriots are asking for a king's ransom at 3. I don't think the Giants do that to trade up for a guy like Drake May. I don't think they do that for a guy like J.J. McCarthy. If I were a betting man, which I am, I would say that I would say that Neighbors will be a New York Giant by Friday morning, and I would be really happy with that pick.
Yeah, no, I love Neighbors. I think that both. Yeah, I mean, obviously, Harrison Jr. Everybody thinks is going to be the first wide receiver off the board, but there's a lot of talk about Neighbors as well. Certainly better odds on that if you are a betting person, which you have to be if you're watching this show. Looking over to the Jets, have the number 10 pick. A lot of talk about Brock Bowers. I like him to go in the top 10. I think that the Jets will actually take him. Now, there's a possibility he maybe goes a little bit earlier, potentially to the Chargers. But what do you think the Jets do at number 10? You think they go tight end?
I think they do, because I think if you're taking a tight end in the first round, it's kind of like taking a running back in a ways where that better be a win now kind of move. And if you look at the teams that are also picking that high in the draft, really no other team is as all in with such a short window as the Jets. Brock Bowers, I think, is, you know, positional value aside, will end up being one of the best players in this draft. So whether you have Aaron Rodgers or don't have Aaron Rodgers, you will be glad to have a guy like Brock Bowers on your team. I think that's one of the safer picks of these mock drafts. I really see him going there, and I think that's a great pick for the Jets. Kind of envious. I'd be fine if my team had Brock Bowers, but I think that would be a great fit. That would be a great fit. And, you know, he's a really cerebral tight end, and a guy like Rodgers, I think, would be able to utilize him great.
Yeah, if you want to take Brock Bowers to get top, to be of the top 10, that's a plus 135, according to our friends at Caesars. If you want him to be the actual number 10 pick, which I think that he will be for the Jets, that's at plus 150. All right, Alex, let's move on to what we really want to talk about here. And it's New York sports and their playoff teams. The Knicks are going to Philly for game three. Are you worried about it in general, right? Because we see a lot of good momentum happening on home court. Now, I have to tell you, I like the Knicks to win this series. I have them going it in seven. So I kind of think that maybe we lose this game. And by we, I talk about someone who lived in New York and also worked at MSG Networks for a year. Not a true New Yorker like yourself. I like Knicks out of the series. I'm worried about this game. And really, they've been able to bottle up Jalen Brunson, who he's got to get better if they're going to win in Philly. What are your thoughts?
I am not worried at all about the Knicks in the series. Actually, of course, I'm worried a little bit because it's the Knicks. But I still feel good about the Knicks overall in the series. I'm a little worried about this game three because, you know, hungry dogs run faster. And Philly's down 2-0. They're going back home. Those Philly fans are not too happy with them. Going into the playoffs, no. I thought the Knicks, in my opinion, after, you know, I've watched just about every Knicks game, I think that I thought, and I still think that if the Knicks got bounced by any team in the East other than Boston this year, the season would be a little bit of a failure. You know, I know that's a harsh word, but I think this Knicks team is that legit. So going into it, I thought, hey, this Knicks team is better than the Sixers. This Knicks team is better than the Bucks, better than the Pacers. I bet on them to when the series start. I'm a little worried about them in game three. The reason I do feel optimistic, though, Jalen Brunson can't play worse than he did in games one and two. The Knicks still won those games. They still won. And, of course, they got unbelievable contributions from guys like Don Dada, Dante DiVincenzo, Josh Hart, my guy Deuce McBride. And I know role players play a lot better at home. But this is who the Knicks have been all year. They've been getting contributions up and down the lineup. Jalen Brunson will play better. You know, the sample size is there. He will play better. If the Knicks won games one and two with him playing like that, I'm buying the stock in him playing better. Yeah. I just am. Yeah. I really am. And I think it'll be a close game again.
I mean, we'll see. Like, we'll talk about best bets for this game. I'm unfortunately going to lay the 4.5 with the Sixers here. I just think that Philadelphia is angry with the way that the last game ended, the missed or ignored call for timeout, whatever you want to call it. It was an electric ending. I mean, you look at this Knicks team, they outscored the 76ers 8-0 in the final 27 seconds. In 27 seconds, they outscored them 8-0. So, like, for me, this is do or die for Philadelphia, right? They have to flip this script. Right. I think that they win games three and four. I think that they make a statement with this game. And like you said, at home, role players tend to step up and provide the team with an additional boost. I think we see that flip to the Philly side. So, again, I've got Knicks in seven, people. Right. Don't come at me. But I think the Sixers win and cover in this one. What's your best bet here?
First of all, I'll say that I think going into game five, it'll be Knicks 3-1. I don't think it'll be 2-2. It'll be Knicks. The Knicks are getting at least one of these next two. I don't know if it's this one or I don't know if it's game four. I think there's a better chance that would be game four because I think you know, if Philly's down 3-0, they didn't show a lot of heart in games one and two. I don't see them showing a lot of heart in a game four where they're down 3-0. My best bet is Isaiah Hartenstein over 18.5 points, rebounds, and assists. Now, I know we're going a little bit rogue here because honestly,
I'm more niche.
You know this about me. I like to just keep it simple. Yeah. Isaiah Hartenstein was really the reason that the Knicks hung around in that second half of game two. He has been dominating the glass, dominating it on the offensive end. He was the reason that they got the ball out to DiVincenzo on that last possession. With Embiid on basically one leg, I don't think Philly has the same kind of front court dominance with not 100% Embiid. And then you've got Robinson in there. You've got Hardenstein in there. Now, in game one, Hardenstein had 15 points, rebounds, and assists. In game two, he had 26. I'm looking for 19 or over. I don't think that's much to ask for.
Yeah.
I like that. It's at minus 105, basically even money. I like those odds. I think if the Knicks want to hang around in this game, they're going to need to keep dominating the glass. Guys like Hardenstein, guys like Hart.
I got a Hart bet later. Money.
All right, let me hear it.
I love that. And I love that you're kind of like going off the beaten path a little bit and finding value where people, you know, everyone's looking at the stars and going to be betting on them. So this is really smart. I like it. And I do like this value. Talking about these Rangers teams, and I would venture to say, and correct me if I'm wrong, you like the Rangers. You're more passionate about the Rangers than the Knicks.
Yeah. Well, I'll say if I'm a 10 out of 10 Rangers fan, I'm like an 8.5, 9 out of 10 Knicks fan. Like I came out of the womb being a Rangers fan and if the Rangers won a cup, there aren't words that would describe how I would
feel. Yes. Exactly. All right. So let's talk about them. Rangers are up 2-0. They're heading to Washington for game 3 against the Capitals on Friday night. The Rangers scoring 4 goals in both games so far. Can they keep up this offense on the road? It's very impressive.
Yes. In short, yes, they can. Yes. This Rangers team is built for playoff hockey. In years past, I know the last 2-3 years, a lot of sports fans, a lot of hockey fans have been hearing about the Rangers after the run they went on 2 years ago. The difference is, in the last 2 years, I think the Rangers played one style of hockey in the regular season and one style of hockey in the postseason. Like one of those teams that tries to flip the switch. Hey, now we're going to be more physical. Now we're going to play playoff hockey. This year has been different. In the regular season, they've been playing this type of hockey. They're just continuing how they've been playing all year. This is a rebuilding year for Washington. They were not supposed to be here. They are not in the same kind of league as the Rangers. They don't have the same kind of expectations.
Playing with house money. Mm-hmm.
They're playing with house money. Now, it's hard to tell a team like Washington with that. Like Washington that when their core has won a cup. Guys like Oshie, Ovechkin, Tom, whose name we won't say. We don't say that name around here. We hate number 43. But I think the Rangers not only win game 3, but I like them to sweep, to be honest. You have to respect your opponent, but even when the Rangers didn't have a great game 2 and they let Washington hang around, I think they're that much better. Ovi has one shot on goal in 2 games.
How have they been able to bottle up Ovechkin like this? Scoreless, one shot on goal. What do you think the secret sauce is here?
Well, so much of Ovechkin's production is on the power play. We all have seen him on the power play for 15 years. He sits in his office with a stick up in the air, waiting to just smack one-timers. They've taken away his shot on the power play. They've had Chris Kreider go wherever Ovechkin's gone. And those two guys have faced off against each other for 15 years now. Because of his struggles on the power play, it's kind of taken the motor out of his game a little bit on 5-on-5. He's getting frustrated. You see him slamming the door, slamming a stick, barking at officials. Like they've gotten in his head a little bit. Now, a guy that good, you're not going to be able to bottle up for 7 games. But
no,
Peter Laviolette, the Rangers coach, used to coach Ovechkin. If there's anyone who has an idea of how to stop this guy, it would be him. And they've done a great job so far.
All right, so you like the Rangers to sweep in this. I kind of agree with you. I think the Knicks win in 7. I think that's going to be a hard-fought battle. But I do agree with you that the Rangers could sweep here. So clearly you like the Rangers to win this game, but you're actually taking them on the 60-minute line. You're saying no overtime needed, baby. We're doing this in regulation.
The juice is not worth the squeeze just taking the money line.
Yeah.
I think it's around like minus 200, minus 170 last time I saw. I hate that. Yeah. -1.5, it's hard to bet. It's hard to bet the puck line in a playoff game. All these playoff games come down to the wire. It's survive and advance every single game. crazy stuff happens at the end of games. I don't want to be laying two in a playoff game. I think the Rangers get it done in 60. It's at even money. Yeah. Give me those odds. Yep. Rangers to win in 60 minutes. They did it the past two games. I think that's where your best value is.
All right, I love that. We're going to take a quick break here, and then when we come back, we're talking more NHL and NBA playoff bets from our guy, Alex Day of Overtime. Don't go anywhere. Why should you bet with Caesars Sportsbook? Two words, Caesars Rewards. Every bet brings you closer to the type of benefits only Caesars can offer. Hotel stays, VIP experiences, sports and concert tickets, and more. It's not just an app, it's an empire. 21 and over must be physically present in Arizona, Colorado, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Kansas, Louisiana, Maryland, Massachusetts, Michigan, Nevada, New Jersey, New York, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, Wyoming, or Washington, D.C. Sports betting is void in Georgia, Hawaii, Utah, and other states where prohibited. Know when to stop before you start. Gambling problem, Illinois, Maryland, New Jersey, Ohio, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, Pennsylvania, affiliated with Harris, Philadelphia. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER. That's 1-800-426-2537. Or in Maryland, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Or West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. Colorado, D.C., Nevada, Wyoming, Kansas, affiliated with Kansas Crossing Casino. Call 1-800-522-4700. Indiana, call 1-800-9-WITH-IT. Iowa, call 1-800-BETS-OFF. Louisiana, call 1-877-770-STOP. License through Horseshoe, Bossier City, and Harris, New Orleans. Massachusetts, if you or a loved one is experiencing problems with gambling, please call 1-800-327-5050 or visit gamblinghelplinema.org for 24/7 support. Michigan, call 1-800-270-7117. New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NEW-YORK or text HOPE-NEW-YORK 467-369.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome back, everyone, to Moxie Bets, presented by Caesars Sportsbooks, here with Alex Day of Overtime. He's in Detroit for the draft, but he's still talking NBA and NHL with us. We really appreciate that. Let's look at this Lakers and Nuggets game. Now, I have the Nuggets to sweep the Lakers. A lot of people don't like that. A lot of people think, oh, LeBron James is going to get a win. I don't think that the Lakers have it. We've seen them be able to get leads, but they're not able to hold on to leads. I don't care if they're at home here. I think that the Lakers are going to lose this game. Give me the Nuggets on the money line, -115. You feel better about the spread, about the 1 point.
Yeah, I'll lay the 1 point. I thought the Lakers played a great game too. I really liked how they played. Everyone was so high on the Lakers. Their best isn't good enough. And it's not an indictment of the Lakers. Yep. I think the Lakers are still a really good team, even if they lack some depth and they could use some more production from the role players. But I think the Nuggets are truly a wagon in every sense of the word.
They're winning this. Yeah. They're winning this title again.
Even as a Knicks fan, I'm like, how high can my hopes be when I think, yes, we can get to the conference finals. We have to get through Boston. We have to get through Denver. Yeah. Like there's a ceiling on this thing a little bit. Yeah. Denver is that good.
Yeah.
The Lakers best, I don't think beats Denver and they don't have an answer for Jokic. I think Aaron Gordon is going to give Anthony Davis a hard time in game three. I like the Nuggets giving a point, and honestly, I'm going heavy on that one.
Yeah, I just to your point, I just don't think that they have it. I've got some prop bets on that game that we'll get into here in a little bit. But like, what's another bet that you're looking for in the NBA that you like?
I like the Cavs money line. Watching this Orlando team, they have trouble scoring the basketball. And you don't have to be a basketball savant to know that. If you have trouble scoring the basketball, yeah, it's going to be hard to win some games. I like this Cavs team a lot. I think they've been quietly one of the best teams in the NBA all year. I had a chance to actually go to one of their practices a couple weeks ago and interview some of the guys there in Cleveland, even though they knew I was a Knicks fan. It's kind of a little undercover agent job that I had there. Just some spy work, you know. But I really like what they're building in Cleveland. I think that team has a lot of chemistry. I think that team is playing great basketball. And they're kind of built similarly where they play great defense. Orlando just has to score the ball better. It really comes down to that, where their efficiency isn't great. They're needing to get a big bucket at the big moment has not been successful. And I don't think they really have enough help for guys like Banchero and Anthony.
All right. So the land money line, that's at even money. So good value on that one. I'm going to go back to this Lakers and Nuggets game and look at Anthony Davis. And I'm going to take him over on his scoring prop. It's at 25.5. You can find those odds at minus 117. Agree or disagree with this, but the Lakers are really only as good as Anthony Davis plays, right? LeBron is King James, right? And he is what he is. But if Anthony Davis has a bad game, he's the X factor. If he has a bad game, the Lakers are losing. He has a good game, the Lakers have a shot. And he's balled out in this series, 32 points in both game one and game two. He scored, I think, 24 of his 32 points at halftime in this last game. He cooled off a little bit there in the second half. He's been very efficient from the floor. The Nuggets don't really have an answer for him. Yes, you've got Jokic, who kind of matches up on the size, but we've still seen Anthony Davis go off. And I know that he has been prone to passive streaks, right? He has a couple good games and then he falls off. And a lot of things that I've been reading are people fading him in this and saying, take him under. He's probably going to have another passive couple games. But I just think the minutes are going to be there. He played 39 minutes in game two. They're back at home. They've got an extra day of rest. Their backs are up against the wall. And Anthony Davis is pissed. He dropped the mic and he stormed out of the press conference after they asked him about allowing Jamal Murray to hit that, you know, buzzer beater. So I think Anthony Davis comes to play. I think he's got at least one more good game in him. So I'm going to take him over the 25.5.
I love that bet. I think that's actually a much, if you want to take the Lakers, I think your better bet would be taking that bet. I think when you're talking about the Lakers, generally speaking, it's not a bad idea to parlay the Lakers winning and Anthony Davis prop total, because those two things go hand in hand. This is the exception, because I think Denver is that good where even if Davis has the kind of game that you're saying, I think, which I think he very well can, I still don't think it's enough for them to win. So if you feel good about the Lakers, maybe you're better off just taking Anthony Davis prop instead of the Lakers money line.
That's what I'm saying. I'm on Nuggets money line, but then I'm also on Anthony Davis going over. All right, so let's look at
everything we know. But I'm with you.
But to your point, that is what it is. Anthony Davis can still ball out, and the Lakers are going to lose. I'm sorry, we've seen it happen in games one and game two, mind you. All right, so let's look at hockey. You've got a couple hockey bets for us. You're looking at Tampa Bay. What do you like about the Lightning?
I feel as good about Tampa Bay money line as I do Nuggets money line. Those are my two bets that I love the most tonight.
All right.
I have watched a lot of Tampa Bay hockey over the last couple of years. In fact, I actually have grown to hate these guys because of what they've done to my team. I'm sick of them winning. I'm sick of seeing Kucherov. I'm sick of seeing Stamkos. This team has the championship
pedigree. Who do you hate more, the Astros or the Tampa Bay Lightning?
Oh, the Astros. The Tampa Bay Lightning aren't a rival. I'm just sick of them winning, and they've been great for a while. Tampa Bay is not even my top five most hated hockey teams. Give me the Devils. Give me the Isles. Give me the Bruins. Give me the Flyers. Okay. We'll even sprinkle in the Penguins in there, too.
A little penguin sprinkle.
I mean, Sidney Crosby. Tampa Bay has that kind of championship pedigree where they're not going to roll over down 2-0. Yeah. I've seen them against my very team be down 2-0 in a series and storm back. This team has been there. They have done that. They have the youth. They have the experience. They have the goalie. They're going to be back at home. They lost a tough game in overtime. I think both these teams are actually pretty evenly matched. Bobrovsky for the Panthers just stood on his head in game two. Yeah. It was unbelievable. I think Tampa Bay comes out flying, and I love Tampa Bay money line. It's, I believe, around minus 110 -115 now. I'm not sure what it is on Caesars at the moment, but just about even money. I love Tampa Bay moneyline.
All right. We love Tampa Bay moneyline. Going to ride that one with you. I'm going to look at your Knicks right now and look at Josh Hart taking him over in his rebounds at 12.5. How about Josh Hart, Alex Day? I mean, come on, 21 points, 15 rebounds, 2 steals, and 2 blocks in that last game. And when you look at how well the Knicks have been doing, a lot of this has to do with their rebounding margin, right? They got a plus 24 rebound margin through the first 2 games of the series. They are 8-2 when they have that positive margin. They're 0-3 when they've got a negative rebound margin. And when you think about all this positivity, I'm looking at Josh Hart here, right? The guy has been balling out. Not only has he hit this mark in rebounds over the last 2 games, right, in game 1 and game 2, but he's been pulling down double-digit rebounds in 5 of the last 6 games dating back to the regular season. And, like, he played all 48 minutes in game 2. He played 42 minutes in game 1. He's getting the minutes again. He's pulling down on some boards. I love this. Josh Hart over 12.5.
The Knicks know what their identity is. You know, there are teams in the playoffs in every sport who maybe they just got there on talent, and in a way, they're still trying to figure out their identity. You look at a team like Milwaukee. You look at a team like Phoenix. Those teams have stars. Those teams are really good, but no, they don't really have identity. The Knicks know what they have to do to win. You know, the Knicks have their blueprint. It is a classic Coach Tibbs blueprint, and Josh Hart's a big part of that. They run him. They run him up and down the court every single game. This is what they do. He's going to get over 40 minutes a game. He is going to crash the offensive boards. I saw that in game 2. His average distance of how open he was on threes was 9 feet. You know, Nick Nurse is saying, hey, we got to take Jalen Brunson out of it. We got to take Jalen Brunson out of it. Make someone else beat us. If you're going to give Josh Hart 9 feet of room to shoot a three, he'll make you pay. I'm curious how Nick Nurse counteracts and says, okay, this isn't working. So I do love that prop. I'm not sure if I would take Hart points for that reason. But I love that rebound bet. And by the way, Jalen Brunson over 30 points is even money right now. Just saying.
Okay, so Jalen Brunson has to bounce back, and you kind of alluded to that. I was looking at his points, but I'm still a little bit afraid of him. Is this just where you're like, this has to be his game? Let's just put our money on Brunson.
Water finds its level. I'm not worried about
water
him.
Finds its
I'm
level.
Like I'm really not worried about him. And I think, you know, credit to the Sixers, they've kind of taken him out of his rhythm. That hasn't worked for them. It hasn't worked for them. So I expect him to have a little bit more room. He is a really confident player that plays with a lot of mojo, a lot of swagger. And I don't think him having 2 kind of rough games is going to deter him in game 3, especially with the Knicks up 2-0.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. All right, so you talked about the top 5 teams you hate, and then here you are betting on the Isles. Some good positive money here, though, plus 136. Why do you think the Isles win this game?
I think 2 things. One is I love that value because Islanders fans are crazy. And I actually mean that in the worst sense of the word. They are out of their mind. and they will be back at home. They will be back at home down 2-0.
Yeah.
Home team hungry down 2-0. Mm-hmm. Crazy fans plus money. And their coach, Patrick Waugh, is one of the bigger psychopaths we've ever seen in hockey. He is a madman. Yeah. And I can only imagine what their locker room was like after they blew a three-goal lead in game 2. That had to have been one of the most tense rooms of all time. He definitely, you know, he definitely laid into them after that game.
100%.
At plus money down 2-0 at home. Give me those odds.
All right. Hard to argue with you on that one. All right. I'm going to go back to this. I feel like I'm only betting on these 2 games, but I honestly think that the Knicks and the Lakers, like, those are the 2 exciting matches. Some of these are big blowouts, are not that fun to watch. These are the games that have certainly my attention. So I'm going to look at Jamal Murray, the blue arrow, if you will, and I'm going to take him over on his rebounds and assists. This line is at 11.5. It's a little bit of a tricky one, but I do like the value at plus 104. You know, he's been a great facilitator in this series. I mean, game one, he had 10 assists and 6 rebounds. Cooled off a little bit there in game two, only 8 total rebounds and assists. But if I look at his season average, it's about 6.5 assists per game and just over 4 boards per game. That's right at this number. I think we see production from Jamal Murray a little bit closer to what we saw in game one. He could hit this just on assists alone. I think that Jokic is going to have a really big game here in game three. So I like this value at plus 104. I think it's a little bit of a sneakier bet.
Yeah, I'm with you on this one. The two games that I'm looking at are the same ones as you, Katie. I'm looking at that Denver Lakers game, and I'm looking at that Tampa Bay Lightning game. Those are the two games I feel best about. Yeah. And I'm with you on that Jamal Murray prop for sure. And I've loved the way he's played it. And if you think of who's playing with more confidence than him right now after that shot he hit in game two.
Literally nobody.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network. Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
So the time has come, Alex Day, for your Mox Locks, the number one bet you are absolutely taking to the window. What do you got?
Okay, we said it before. With Nuggets money line. That is, or minus one. That is my absolute lock. Do you mind if I give you two kind of lottery tickets that I feel good about? That I feel okay about? All right. Number one, the Rangers to win their series 4-1. Exact score. Okay. I think they're going to sweep. If they sweep, it's at plus 130. If you think they're not going to sweep, I think that the Rangers will win 4-1. The old gentleman sweep. That's plus 185. I think there's good value there. There's no point in betting the Rangers to win the series. It is, I believe, at like minus 2,000 right now. You're not going to bet that. Maybe take a chance with a correct score if you feel as strongly as I do about the Rangers. Here's the second one.
Okay.
The second one is we're going back to the draft. We're sticking with the D here.
Oh,
we're going Joe Alt over pick 7.5. Here's my thinking. It's at plus 300. It's at plus 300.
Good value.
You're going to have threes go probably, well, not probably, almost definitely 1, 2, 3.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. From there, we have 4 picks. It's sounding like the Chargers are going to be trading out. They've been, everything that I've heard being in Detroit this week is the Chargers trading out. If they trade out, I think it goes wide receiver. I see Neighbors going early. I see Marvin Harrison going early. Roma Dunze might sneak in there early. If the Chargers trade out of the top 7, I think there's a really good chance that Joe Alt falls to maybe 8. He's definitely going to be a lock to go in top 10, top 12. He's the best tackle in this draft, a very deep class of tackles. I don't know. It's kind of a fun draft prop because if the Chargers trade out, then all of a sudden it leaves the door open for a team that needs a quarterback to go in the top 7. You know, if you think McCarthy's going in the top 5, and you think, and you think Marvin Harrison, you think McCarthy slides?
I don't know that he is as good as he looked in Michigan, and I think a lot of teams, I don't know, I don't think he's going to be as hot of a prospect as the media and stuff would have us think. I think he's. I like this. Well, first of all, you're going to be want. And this is what's so fun about gambling on the draft, because maybe you don't care about the Chargers picks, but now you're going to be sweating to see if they trade, they trade out or not, or if they make a pick. I love that. And I think the Joel is a fun way to get on this. So over 7.5 plus 300, 3 to 1. I love that. And then the Rangers for a gentleman's sweep, although you did say earlier that you think that they could sweep them. So why are we giving the Capitals a game here?
I feel good about either of those. This is a take your pick. If you think they'll sweep, it's plus 130. I like those odds. If you think it's a gentleman's sweep, plus 185. I like those odds. Don't bet on them to just win the series.
Yeah. Well, I'm betting on it. So I'm sticking with what I've been saying this entire playoff berth or whatever. The Nuggets are sweeping the Lakers. The Lakers just don't have it. I think Anthony Davis has been great. LeBron James has been great. They don't have the role players. They don't have the bench, and they don't have the heart. They just can't keep up with this Nuggets team. So give me the Nuggets to sweep, just like they did, by the way, last year in the playoffs in four games, plus 230. Alex, thank you so much for joining us today. Yeah. I mean, look, you're there for the draft. You're doing all kinds of good work. So we appreciate that you made some time for us today. What's the one thing you're looking forward to the most in the draft? Is it the outfits? Is it the jewelry? Is it the crying when they finally get their dream? What do you look forward to the most in the draft?
A couple things. I think, first of all, the emotion, because all of a sudden you see some of the toughest dudes in the world just turn into complete babies. And I love that, because that's, you realize you just achieved your lifelong dream. That's number one. Number two is, I'm not going to lie, my bias of being a Giants fan, the draft is a big night for me every single year. Yeah. I wish it wasn't. Yeah. I really wish it wasn't, Katie. But
I know.
Do the Giants take a QB? That would be a franchise altering move. Do they get their wide receiver one that they have needed since trading OBJ? That would be a franchise altering move. So, depending on what team you're a fan of, the draft is a bigger night for some people than others. You know, Patriots fans, they're just learning about the draft right now. They didn't even know the draft existed. All of a sudden, they're in the third pick,
Yeah. Oh, God. Well, and Giants fans too, obviously, with Saquon going to the Eagles, like, hearts are broken. There needs to be some positivity. There needs to be some hope in this draft. So I hope for your sake that they do nab Neighbors. I think that would be an incredible thing for the team. Before I let you go, Alex, talk to me about what you have going on with OT. I feel like you're everywhere. You're doing everything. Any cool shows, podcasts that we should be on the lookout for?
Yeah. One thing that I think that you probably don't know about, but you should check out, is this thing called OT7, Overtime Start of the Spring Football League for the best high school football prospects in the country. It's 7-on-7 football. It is truly, really exciting to watch, because these guys are unbelievable athletes, 4-star, 5-star athletes playing 7-on-7 football. They're going to your favorite college football teams, all the Power 5 schools. And OT7 this year is on NFL Network. So you can find us on Saturdays and Sundays.
Wow.
The next 2 weeks, 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern time, live on NFL Network. We won't be on this Saturday because of the draft. But this Sunday, 4 to 6 Eastern, you can watch on NFL Network. I'll be on the call for that, as well as next weekend as well. So if you're just one of those football fanatics who wants to see who's coming up next, Who are going to be the stars of tomorrow? This is how you get in at the bottom floor. This is football at its core, at its purest level. It's a really fun thing to watch. So 4 to 6 Eastern on NFL Network.
I love that. It's the core of football, but it's also the core of Overtime. Overtime has been in on high school sports and finding these athletes and giving them a platform before they become superstars for a long time. And so that's really, really cool. So again, you could check out Alex Day on OT7 on NFL Network. So exciting. You can also follow him on social at Overtime Day. Again, Alex, thank you so much for joining us. This has been Moxie Bets, presented by Caesars Sportsbook. But don't forget to follow us on social at Moxie Bets, and we'll see you next time.